Welcome everyone, it's RP Jimmy, and I'm here with more WrestleQuest with Bill. Bill, I was searching around for this stupid dance studio, and instead I wound up here, which is the next scene. How are you doing?
Well, I guess you've never danced in a dirty, sweaty locker room before, so, but other than that, I'm doing good.
Okay, alright, let's... What are we even doing? I mean, we won the BEW Championship.
Yeah, Moonshot.
Well, did we, or did we, or did we win the chance to be in the dark match or something like
I think we're winning a chance for the dark match.
I don't know. I'm gonna say this much. I think I mentioned this. I've kind of been doing a while I'm recording these, I'm doing another series with my friend Ellie called Dragon Quest Monsters: The Dark Prince. And I find that comparing the two, only because I'm doing them at the same time, I know I said this before, I just feel like this doesn't have a real concrete direction.
Right.
It's just kind of like, do this, do this, do this, but what's the bigger picture? I don't know. I'll take it back if the bigger picture is Muchacho Man is fighting Brink Logan. Because that's the only thing I feel like they're building up to.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, that seems like what it is like they're just building like their separate stories to the inevitable of the two of them facing off.
But even when I think about that, I sort of like, okay, if they fight each other, but the fact that we've been controlling both characters, it doesn't make me feel like one or the other is the final boss either.
Right.
Like, it feels like they're just going to join up, and in which case, who is the main villain of this entire game?
Right. Yeah.
All right, well, then maybe this hour will shed some light onto things. Here we go. I can't believe this. A chance to break into the big time. Can you imagine? Oh, I guess you can. Listen, man, don't sweat it. I was serious about what I said. I'd rather be the king of Boxwood. Well, Dr. Bay, don't you know this is a men's locker room? Perhaps the good doctor wants to examine me and make sure I'm fit for battle.
Shut up! I'm not that kind of doctor or girl. I came to tell you that the Hellephant is in town to watch the match.
The Hellephant here? This is the perfect opportunity for my man, Double M here. Hellephant is the owner of Plushian Action Figure Wrestling. PAW, is that what that's always meant?
Really? Plushian Action Figure Wrestling.
That is the first time we've heard it, right? In its full name.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Yeah.
That scuzzy softy is also a big-time crime lord. PAW is just a front for all kinds of sleazy activity from what I hear.
Not from the plushies. Muchacho Man, you need to impress the Hellephant if you want to move on to bigger and better matches.
Make an entrance, talk some smirk, and deal darle la vuelta a la tortilla. Got it?
Great. Now get out of here and show them some spice. Plushy and action figure wrestling. Whatever, we're keeping the same thing.
Yeah. Look at the glitz and glamour.
Yeah. All that pyro. Green Jean, Bill.
I could do Green Jean.
Gotta do Green Jean. I don't mind telling you, we can do Green Jean.
Oh, let's meet our main event competitors. In this corner, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him. It's the Brooder. Oh my word, the Brooder. And in this corner, newcomer from the south of the border, the Spice himself, Muchacho Man! Bruder, what do you have to say about the fight?
I guess I'll be the Bruder.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, this isn't even a fight. It's a mercy kill. The Bruderhood is going to cut loose on this guy. Oh, I do this because I'm Muchacho Man. So let's see. Mm-hmm. Green Jean, you better step back unless you want that suit dirty, because when I'm done, they'll have to call this guy the Blood Bruder. Take it from me, Boxwood. This Bruder is no keeper. This isn't a blanket. Dude, this isn't a blanket. This isn't a blanket.
Well, Boxwood, heard it here first. Now let's see how this exciting matchup plays out in the ring.
Oh, a one-on-one contest. I feel it's been a long time since we had one-on-one with no teammates. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... let's see if he's going to be a pushover or if he's... why does it say turn? Oh, I gotta beat him in turn within 10 turns? Okay, so which means I better use some moves here. Like the South of the Border Stunner. I don't know, he's pretty tough. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do it in 10 turns.
Yeah, I highly doubt it.
If I keep giving him South of the Border Stunners, maybe. Maybe there's something better here. Oh, I should have did this first. Pile Bomber. Didn't even give me a chance to block it.
There you go.
Well, yeah, because I put the extra damage on. I should have did that the first turn.
Look cool.
Not cool. No! Even his what's sweating? They say even my... I thought he said even my pencils are sweaty. That's how I hit it. I think I might have this. It's only turn six now.
Did you say pictures are sweaty?
I don't know. Pictures, pencils, same thing, right, guys? Oh my god, I'm almost dead. Hold on. Hopefully this finishes them off, and this will be turn 8. Alright, we got it.
Yeah.
We got this. And then the last turn will be pin. Hey, what gives, dude? You're not supposed to be winning. Zizu, the stars, destiny. The spice madness defies destiny, amigo. Each of us makes our own fate. Oh, brother. No one told me this was going to be a shoot. Oh, that's right. We shot on him.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, so he was scheduled to win? Is that what we're supposed to believe?
Believe so.
I was a little nervous for that third one, because if I didn't do it, I would have lost everything. It would have been the 11th turn.
Yeah.
I wonder what this means. Music Brooderhood.
Maybe you get Brooderhood's theme. Maybe that's the name of the song. Maybe.
And once again, Slimy does nothing but gets experience. I don't know if there's been an RPG that I've played recently that has been so unearned of getting a level up as Slimy is. Usually in RPGs, even you get it when the person dies, at least they fought a little bit before they died. Mm-hmm. Oh, who was Hellephant again?
Was that you?
I feel like it was, but I just don't remember the voice anymore. I'll have to make a new one. Oh, wait, no, it might have been me holding my nose.
Yes, it was.
Well, that was quite a surprise, and here I thought this would be a business trip. What a treat to have a bit of pleasure, too. You can learn a thing or two from this guy, Brooder.
Señor Elefante, I would be honored to fight for your organization.
Is that so? Well, a man of your talent, a man of your raw wrestling ability, a man of your charisma and crown appeal.
See?
It's just not what PAW needs right now. I've already got an up-and-coming new hero for this season. A real everyman. A champion of the people. I don't need another.
But...
PAW is about entertainment. Redundancy. That's not entertainment. Sorry, muchacho. Next time, don't be a hero.
Wow.
Jeez.
Maybe I could go to another town, start over in a new wrestling promotion. College Championship Wrestling.
There you go. I'll have him. He could be the head of the class.
Yeah. In a year, maybe.
Okay, after we get through this dialogue, here's what I want you to think about while we go through this dialogue. What does the College Championship Wrestling... head of the class title look like?
Oh.
Yeah, in a year, maybe. The road's out, remember? No getting through there unless you've got some celebrity pull, like the Hellephant does. I'm sorry, muchacho man, but Boxwood's not so bad. I mean, we definitely have a place for you on our crew.
Muchacho, I...
Bye.
Yeah, really.
I shouldn't have put so much down on that one. Gotta get back to my stuff. Gotta get out of town. Hey, what did you say? Hey, wait. Come back, amigo.
Alright, so that was a bit of a twist. Okay, investigate the Brooder. He's squatting off to the gym. Alright, which is where? Down here?
Looks like it.
Also, very strange. Why is there no music all of a sudden?
No music.
Yeah.
That's what plush and action figure wrestling is all about.
What, no music? No music? They survive. Oh, there's the dance thing. They survive on their cuteness.
Yep.
Oh, there's the gym. That's where I gotta go. The 2-1-3.
Booyaka booyaka.
I was gonna say that! Here we go. Let's gather up, pack it in, and hit the road, man. What are you packing? Dumbbells? That dang elephant, man. You could learn a thing or two from him. Give me a break. One day, man. One day you're gonna get it, elephant. I'm gonna let these 22-inch serpents loose on you. So is he supposed to be Hogan, then? Because now I'm gonna have to change my voice for him.
Right.
One day, man, one day you're gonna get it, elephant. I'm gonna let these 22-inch serpents loose on you, and you will be at my feet, and you will know in that moment that I am the greatest, that I'm not a has-been. I'm not. Excuse me, I'm a long time... Since when are you a long time fan of this guy? Excuse me, I'm a long time fan, and I'm sorry to interrupt your essential crisis, but... Hey! How'd you get in here, dude? The door is open, and this is a public gym. Okay, brother. You got me there. Do you live here? Never mind. What did you mean about getting out of here? I need to get to the next town and follow the circuit to have a word with this elephant. There is one way. Oh no, not now, brother. That doesn't work for me, brother.
What the hell?
Alright, I guess you'll be... I need you to be somebody.
I'll be all three. How about
okay,
that?
Great.
Look, hermanos, a couple of brothers. Just because they're both wrestlers doesn't mean they're brothers, hermano. Wait, I thought he was the Bruter? Or... Caliente, Travis. So, Bruter, ready to come with us?
You want out of here, dude? Help me send these guitar-swinging bobbleheads packing. No, that sounds like a deal. O.C.
Oh, great. I just took on another permanent voice. All you have is Barbet. That's like the only thing. Alright. Alright, so did you give thought to your title?
I'm thinking of like a diploma.
Okay.
On it, like on the belt, and then like the side belts can have like a college graduate.
Alright, let's see what the Bruder can do. The Bruder boot.
What?
Let's see what it looks like. That was pretty damn good, actually. It hurts the main person, but it also injures the other people, too. What is this? Not the guitar. Not the brass sass. Stop hitting me with your instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why did... I think I hit the wrong thing. Let's do a Bruder boot again, because that was really good, actually.
Oh, I wonder if this is supposed to be Booker T.
Maybe. No, he is saying brother, though.
Yeah.
And he is wearing a bandana, be it purple. If they were like, let's do Hogan, but let's... But oh, what if he's black?
You just did the same thing again.
Is that what I'm doing? Oh my god, what's wrong with me? Oops. Well, I'm such a fool.
The Bruder is about to be done.
Yeah, he is done. Up. Can't we gonna lose to these three? Oh no!
Maybe you're meant to win.
I mean, it could be that too. Why did he get knocked back? Oh, he's gone. He's dead. Good. No, not for assess. Stop. Alright, I think I can get rid of this floor on the bottom. That's it, dead. Oh, you guys, no. Look, I'm trying.
First game over on this podcast.
No, I don't. I think we got a game over. Remember when we went to yeah, when we went to on the Brink Logan one. Remember, because yeah, when we went and all of a sudden, remember because Stag kept coming back alive, and I was like, "Let's go, Stag!"
Yes, yes, you're right. Okay.
All right, let me heal. I mean, I'll try it again, obviously, because we're only 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
Maybe this time I just won't do the same shit that I was doing before. All right, let's go to the gym. Yeah, now that we have this guy from the plushie action figure, whatever the hell they call it. Where's this gym? It's down here, right?
Yeah. Let's keep going down.
Bill, if someone were to say you can have... Well, look, if we don't win this time, you know we're going to the dance studio. And that's how we'll end the video. Is it letting me go through? Here we go. Make sure I'm healed. Okay. If in honor of the plushie and action figure promotion, do I have to go through this again? If you were able to get three free plushies of any three wrestlers, who would it be? Could be past or present, doesn't matter.
Yeah. I probably would get a Hulk Hogan.
Now, would that be a red and yellow Hogan? Would that be the NWO
red and
Hogan?
Okay. Red and yellow. Maybe a Samoa Joe? And a Stacy Peebles.
Okay. Or what are those things that are... They're not plushies. Oh, Squishmallows.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a Squishmallow?
I did for Christmas, actually.
Oh, what kind of Squishmallow did you get?
A Snoopy.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, I didn't know... I don't think I knew that the... Oh, no, all they do is brand names. I don't think I even knew that they made a Snoopy one.
I was very surprised. I call him Snoop Snoop.
Snoop Snoop.
He's in my room right now.
By the way, I think that's why I can't do my stunner move, because of friggin' the brass sass, so I'm not gonna do it this time. Why are you making your ringtone? You know what? Let me be careful and heal him. There we go.
All right.
Wait, why?
Whoa!
What the hell is this?
Oh my gosh!
No! Stop!
Be melted!
And you're gonna use brass sass? Stop! What is this? You get 10 turns on your side? Now I'm back to even worse position than I was in before. How did this happen? How did it come to this?
How did it happen?
Again? What, the 10 turn thing again? Just kill me. I'll just go dance. Let's go dance for the rest of this video. This is such bullshit. Alright, one down. But does it even matter? Because the thing is, look. Just for those that are watching this, it doesn't even give me the option to pin once that guy's down. So I couldn't have pinned to get rid of one of them. Yeah, of course I lost. When you get 10 turns and then all of you are revived at the same time again. I guess we're going to dance for the rest of this episode.
Oh, gosh.
So annoyed. Bill, was that nonsense?
Now you know what to do next time.
No, I don't know what to do because there's nothing saying that that won't happen again.
Giving up on yourself, muchacho man.
Well, you know what? What's his face? Really made me depressed. Elephant. Am I going the right way for the dance studio?
I think he went the wrong way.
I think he went the wrong way. Yeah, we want to go down, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, muchacho man, not only have your dreams been crushed, there's these assholes right now.
Oh, I wonder if they're blocking your way to the dance room.
No way, you really found an antique little stringer guitar case for your abuelita's attic. See, under the old water guards. So what was inside? Was there a priceless guitar? No, inside there was a plush rat stuffing, dry rotted and stained with blood. A corpse? Why am I getting a story out of all three of you? How dreadful. How unlikely. I just gave up doing voice for these three. Was your Abuelita a murderess? I don't know and I don't care. I don't know, amigo. I never asked. If there's one thing that guitar case taught me, it's to let the past lie. Oh my god. It was so long for nothing. I guess I'm just gonna have to level up. Alright, what are we doing here? Who's knocking? Knock, knock. Who's there?
For those who missed the earlier episode, he is dancing in front of a strip club.
I'm so annoyed.
Success.
Great. I get a pepper grande. Yeah, I get no items received. Boy, this episode really went south quick. Wait, don't I get something from this guy if I did a good job? Oh, I can't wait to get my hands on that cup. I guess I don't get anything from you.
I thought that was Ricky Steamboat for a minute.
I feel like it's... What's his name?
Mean Love Machine.
Okay. Let's see if we can find out what this question mark is. Because I think what's going to wind up happening... I can't go left. I think what I'm going to wind up doing is after this video, I'll have to level up, I guess, because they don't even give me any friends other than the friggin' new guy.
The Brooder.
I can't even level him up because he's a new guy. You don't get him until then. Bill, say something.
Something.
The sorry, worst.
Okay, you know what?
Cheer me up. Say something to cheer me up.
I'm trying to. Okay, so I've been meaning to tell you this story.
Okay.
I think you'll get a kick out of this.
Okay.
So, at work, I have this one coworker. She's given me a nickname. Basically, she gives everybody a nickname.
Okay, is this a first date thing, or does she like get to know you first?
She gets to know me first.
Okay.
My nickname for her, or from her, is Jim.
Oh. Okay.
What happened was, this is what I believe happened. She one day accidentally called me Jim. And I was like, yes. And I've just been called Jim ever since. So, whatever, we see each other, she'll be like, hey, Jim!
God.
There's Jim! Alive and in living color!
So if you were going to a gym, you'd be Jim in a gym?
I'd be Jim in a gym. Or I'd be Jim in a jungle gym.
Ooh, you could do that too.
Actually, that did happen not too long ago at work. I was cutting up or breaking down boxes, and I had a pile of them, and my boss was trying to get through, and he was like, look at this! I can't even... This looks like a jungle gym! And I'm like, jungle gym! Like, he didn't mean to say that.
Right.
Just, like...
Wasn't
he
that...
was going to kick my ass that day.
Wasn't there also a wrestler, Jungle Jim Steele?
Yeah. I wonder if he's still alive.
I don't think so. I feel like he's one of the ones that died young.
Let's see. Jungle Jim Steele. Because I can't put a space while I'm typing for some reason. He is still alive.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought for some reason I thought I read that he was dead.
He is 56 years old.
Honestly, younger than I would have thought.
He made one appearance in ECW.
Oh, who did he fight?
9-1-1.
Okay, I should have guessed that one.
Let's see. He started out in Florida, then went to the USWA, and then trained in the WCW Power Plant and wrestled there for a year. Then went to ECW. And then spent 8 years with All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh.
Then 2 years in New Japan, and then back to All Japan for a few months, and then off and on wrestled in Puerto Rico. He only won 3 titles in his career.
Okay. Not in WCW, I don't think he did.
Oh, no. Co-holder of the All-Asia Tag Team titles, the
WWC Puerto Rico and the WWC Division title. Hmm.
Bill, I decide I'm going to try one more time.
All right.
I have an idea.
He has an idea, people.
Yeah, yeah, we know Brooder.
You're going to leave town.
You're going to leave town, but guess what? You're really not, because you probably don't have the balls to leave town. And then the mariachi band's going to come in. Then I'm going to beat all three of them, but then they're all going to come back alive and get healed and then have 10 turns against me.
Alright.
Let me get another drink. So tell me what's your favorite tell people what your favorite Jungle Gym Steel match is.
I think it's the time he had a slide match with Johnny Swinger. First one to have the slide lost. Oh, that's bad.
That was... Did you tell people where they can watch your favorite Jungle Gym Steel match?
I'm sure it's somewhere on YouTube, and the one I told probably the title.
Alright, so... I mean, I'm doing everything the same that I did before, except for when it comes to when the last one's about to die, I'm gonna heal myself. Because I know they're gonna come back alive.
Yeah.
That's my strategy here this time. Keep using the Brooder boot.
Well, I mean, let's see what happens. It looks like he's farting. Like he's farting fire.
Okay, he's down now. Great. Take your protein and talk to your maker. It's definitely Hogan, by the way. Did you hear what he just said?
Drink your protein.
And talk to your maker.
Yep.
He's gonna heal now. It was just clear tape for me. I'm gonna be very careful with this. I kinda don't want him to die yet. Actually, he's gonna heal the Chacho Man. And then he is going to heal
the Brooder.
Right. He's gonna use the big duct tape. Brooder is gonna finish him off here. And then the bullshit begins. Alright, everyone should be defeated. Nope, here it is. Here's the bullshit.
Oh, man.
God. How many turns was that?
At least
four. Look, see, it worked because he lived. He would have been dead if not just then.
Yeah.
Now we could use his...
The Brooder Boot.
No, this is not cruel at all.
Oh, you only had that one.
Yeah, okay, so that's a change. Alright, he's out. Yeah, because look, I can't pin. It doesn't give you the option to pin. I just want to show people that I'm not just missing a pin situation. Before we do anything, just in case it happens again. Why? What?
Oh no!
I had full health. Full health.
Full health. Oh no!
How does that even happen? Well, back to the dance studio.
I definitely
gotta look that up after this recording. I mean, not like we're recording again right after, but
exactly
for the next time. Where's the stupid dance studio? I'm gonna dance my troubles away.
At least you're doing something productive and positive to help your problems instead of alcohol and drugs.
Well, I mean, I am having a drink, so... Oops. Assholes. Get out of my way.
Fuck your big heads! Bobblehead, motherfucker.
What are you doing today? The boxwood strut. Here it is. Probably my best performance yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You only missed 3 times.
94% accuracy. Not like I get anything for it. Not like I get a secret weapon that cancels out the... Oh, what's this?
I'll be Disco Broccoli.
Alright, yeah.
Yo, what is it, brother? Nice moves in there.
Gracias, but I'm a wrestler, not a dancer. I just got mad because of some bullshit that happened in the gym.
That laugh was perfect.
Good. Let's keep it that way. See you around, Spice Master Supreme.
What is your purpose? What? Quest started Disco Broccoli.
Yes.
What is the
Disco Broccoli?
Is there... Oh, here we can see the quest here.
Disco Broccoli. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know these were here. Alright, what's hotter, a Disco Inferno? There you go, Disco Inferno. What's hotter, a Disco Inferno or your Dancing Spice? Side quest, Disco Broccoli has warned you not to continue. Why? Why is he? You know what? Fuck him. I'm going to dance again now.
That's funny. Fuck that broccoli, motherfucker.
Yeah, look, serve stuff, amigo. This is what you want, disco broccoli? This will make you happy? How you like these moves? Asshole. So sick. Game. My only motivation is to piss off Disco Broccoli. Broccoli.
Okay, I can't wait for this next
one. You broccoli bitch.
Are you sure you want to quit
the game? Yeah, I do. Let's see what he says about this. Where is he? Where the hell is he? Did I do something wrong? This good broccoli has warned you not to continue. Do I do? All right, let me see. A ZR. Now track the Disco Broccoli. All right, where is he?
We are in the best story of the game.
Where's the friggin' map? I can't find the map now. Back in there. I'll dance so much he'll come to me.
Go for the cup.
What haven't we done yet?
I don't think we've done the Chili Day toy time.
Okay.
All these moves are bad.
Yeah, 100%. Get over here, stupid freaking broccoli. Where are you? I hate you now. There you are.
Hey, man, what gives? You're starting to earn a following around here. I thought you belonged in the ring, not on the stage.
Well, you know what? When nonsense happens from a mariachi band, we find out where my true priorities lie. See, but.
No buts, dude. I'm the king of this place. You understand? Don't even think about doing another song, okay?
All right, Disco Broccoli, guess what? Fuck you, I'm going back in.
Disco Broccoli.
No, no one would cheer for Disco Broccoli. Disco Broccoli. All right, wait, which ones haven't we... All right, I guess the ones that we have a check mark next to are the ones that we've... No, because we did Boxwood Strut.
You haven't done the Pimienta Grande.
Did I... Oh, duh, player's highest score. You're right. So I haven't done Pisco Truster and Pimienta Grande. I hope stupid Broccoli's watching. We'll be right back.
But yeah, you got the cup.
I did get the cup. Where's this broccoli? There he is. Good. I'm glad, I'm glad you're back.
Army, enough is enough. Don't sit in front of this place again.
But why? Surely the stage is big enough for both.
No way. Can that job? I'm the only dancing machine around here. Understand?
What's the matter, side dish? Are you afraid?
Fuck you! Afraid? Afraid of your dancing? Ha!
Careful, Freakle. What? Careful, careful, Freakle. Don't you know spice is more exciting than vegetables?
Oh, I don't think so. You're done. You and me. Dance off, baby. I'll have the DJ cue up my favorite song. See if you can keep up.
What's your favorite song? Something from VeggieTales? Get out of here.
Oh, well, you do have to give the trophy to the...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's him, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. Is that it? It is the Twisties Cup. You have a funny way of dancing the salsa in this town. Yeah, salsa. Anyways, thank you for helping me out. A power boost. I don't even think that's going to help me at all. Fighting these stupid guys down here.
Well, just go do your dance battle with a broccoli.
Yeah, let's fight. Let's dance battle Mr. Broccoli. And then we'll call it a video. Unless something happens in this storyline.
Okay.
So wait, I guess we'll do the only one we haven't done, right?
At this point. The Pixel Thruster. Yeah.
Wait, where's the broccoli? Watch, what am I going to say? The broccoli got 100%. Watch, he's gonna be like, oh, you got 97%, I got 98%.
Alright, let's see what we get.
Okay. I've gotta admit, the spice of your dancing is intoxicating.
You'll learn a thing or two in the ring about putting on a show, amigo.
And you've taught me a thing or two about humility, young blood. Here, take this as a peace offering.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. And don't lose that beat.
Out of sight. Alright, it's an equipment item. Let me see if it's actually any good. Oh, I didn't even wear these apparently, so. Where's his sunglasses? Oh, what's this? Knock off display stand. Oh, I think we won this before, so I'll put that on.
Okay.
Is it this? Oh yeah, out of sights. So this does actually help. Alright.
Basic hand.
What other quests do we have for the future here? Well, yeah, investigate Brooder. I know how that goes. You found a mysterious key in the desert by a statue. Are you going mad? Visit the pile driver
with toy boxes.
I don't even remember where the pile driver is. Alright, this turned out to be a whirlwind of an episode. We got a bunch of nonsense with a mariachi band and then battle a dance off with a broccoli. Phil, tell people where they can find you.
Oh, boy. You won't find me on the dance floor. You can find me on Twitter at House of Bill and find me on Instagram, Mr. Billiam85.
And as for me, you can find me official RP Jimmy on Twitch and YouTube. And we'll catch you later for some more WrestleQuest.